This is Paloma, and I'm here at the Casbah in San Diego with Davy Jones, an airplane flying overhead, and Jessica Von Rabbit of Graham Rabbit.
How do you expect the desire to procreate when there's terror in the skies and killers on the street? We got dirty bombs in school. God forbid the students pray. We wouldn't want some gods to come down and save the day. And the politicians lie.
Story together.
Okay.
I'll start and then you pick up where I leave off.
Okay.
Once upon a time, there was a girl named Jessica and a guy named Todd. They got together and sang some Graham Parsons tunes. And then one day,
I came home from my little job in the desert and Todd played me the music for a demo he had written, which was a song, Cowboys and Aliens. And I heard the music and I was completely blown away. I was very excited. It sounded like something that I would have written, something like that I hadn't heard before, and it was just the perfect sound that I had, you know, been looking for. And he played me that song, and I sat down and got out a pen and paper, and the lyrics pretty much just spilled out of me in about 10 minutes. I had them all down, which doesn't always happen, you know. Sometimes it's a struggle to write lyrics. But, I heard that demo, and we were playing music together anyway, kind of dinking around in the garage with some other guys and doing Graham Parsons songs. But when I came home and heard that music, that was pretty much it. The seed had been planted, and we knew we were meant to make music together, and so we continued on, and now here we are.
Next month, your new record is coming out. Could you tell us what's in store for your listeners and how this might be different from your last releases?
Yes, it's called Radio Angel and the Robot Beat, and it's definitely more of a dance electronic record compared to our last one, and even our first two, but our first had a little bit more of that on there. But I really wanted to write a naked dance party record. That's what I like to call it. And things don't always necessarily come out the way you intend for them to. So, you know, it is dancey, but the lyrics are still intense at times, political. You know, the music's dancey, but then when it came time for me to write some of the lyrics, I just couldn't get any cheesy, silly, fun lyrics out of me. You know, it was all this heavy-handed stuff.
Now they got a priest who was smoking crystal meth, while a bunch of crooked cops beat a person to his death, and a doctor who performed some unnecessary tests on an unsuspecting fool who came out a scary mess. And the politicians lie, and the movie stars cheat, and the athletes get high while the rest of us sleep.
And not the whole time, but even in some of the, there's a number called Fancy Dancy, which sounds off the cuff fun and kind of stupid almost, because I'm rhyming words like macaroni and bologna.
Anybody do the fancy dance?
Anyway, slice it, it's still bologna. Anyway, dice it, it's macaroni. Anyway, peel it, it's still bananas. Anyway, chop it, you're still an addict. Anyway, slice it, it's still bologna. Anyway, dice it, it's macaroni.
So far gone into the party scene, and they're probably self-destructing themselves a little bit, and it keeps going back and forth to this person's having a good time, and then he hates himself the next day, which I'm sure a lot of people can relate to.
If you wanna feel it, I've got the body. If you wanna smoke it, we can't.
instead of just making music. I mean, make it, but I don't know. If you have something to say, say it. So.
Great. Well, one of the things we do at Pirate Pods is we take questions from fans. And if they're good questions, then we'll ask them in the interview. Well, you have a fan, and I think you know who this guy is. I hope I say his name correctly. Wendigo, is that him? You know
Yeah, Wendigo's great. He's actually one of our UK fans, and we've never even met in person, but he's been a big Graham Rabbit supporter, and seems like a real sweetheart, and as soon as we go back to London, I've asked him to be my personal bodyguard.
Awesome. Well, he sent us 3 questions.
Oh, wow.
All right. First one. Jessica said in a recent interview, there was nothing cookie-cutter about Graham Rabbit. So each time you guys go back into the studio, how do you avoid feeling like you've done it already and keep the beat so fresh?
Well, I kind of have a problem with writing the same song twice, which sometimes I wish I could write the same song more than once. I know Neil Young said he's only written 2 songs in his whole life, you know, that they just slightly change, and that's pretty cool. I wish I could write some more of that are the same. I know people that have heard this record, they miss some of the westernness that was on our first and second record, and you know, we already did that, and that's part of us, and it may show its face again, but I don't know, life's short, and there's so much ground to cover, and I feel like we're not the type of band that puts out a record and every song on it sounds the same. And I think a lot of people have ADD, and I do too. And when I put a record in, I want it to be all over the place. It's like you know, your CD's on shuffle. You know, it's a mixtape and keeps things fresh. And who knows? Maybe that won't be the case. Maybe I'll start repeating all my songs. Maybe I'll run out of ideas. Who knows? But so far, you know, I don't like to repeat the same thing twice, and I kind of have a hard time doing so.
His next question. Graham Rabbit played the UK Hyde Park Wireless Festival in the summer of 2005. Mm-hmm. And are there any plans in the near future for Graham Rabbit to return to the UK?
Hopefully, we're talking about it pretty heavily. We're trying to figure out a plan of attack to get over there. We'd love to, maybe get on a label in the UK so they can help out a little bit. I think we do really well over there. We have some fans over there, and we're dying to go back as soon as possible.
Awesome. All right, and last question from Wendigo. If Todd and Jessica were to become action figures...
He would say that.
Besides bunny ears, what other accessories would come in each box?
Huh. Well, a plastic carrot. Different shoes for me. I don't know, a shot glass for Todd. I'll probably think of 20 tonight in my sleep.
Jessica, have you ever once conjured up the devil?
Who's this question from? Him?
This was David's question.
Have I conjured up the devil? Man, I hope not. I'm sure I've conjured up some evil spirits. I don't know what name they went by, but I think we all conjure things up now and again. But maybe it was him, you know? I'm not sure. Maybe he's listening right now. Something bad's going to happen in a little while.
I don't know. I might not know him. I might not recognize him if I saw him. That's the problem.
True.
David could be the devil.
He may be sitting on this table.
That's right. So we understand that your live shows are visual feasts. What's in store for us tonight?
Visual feasts. It's making me hungry. Well, we just did a string of shows in L.A., and they were visual feasts. We had this awesome projectionist by the name of Tony Mendoza, who'd been working for a while on all of our songs, and he put a complete... visual behind each song, custom fit, and we won't have that tonight. He couldn't make it down, but that's been really cool and new, and we will continue to do that. It's just harder to do when we're not in LA right now, because that's where he's based, and we don't have a big fancy tour bus yet. But we have we've had a couple new dancers and some new choreography and new outfits and for them, and it's And one of them will be here tonight. We actually will have one of our favorite mascots joining us, so that'll be fun. And just really, trying to keep our outfits interesting. It's not always easy on a low budget, but we try and be creative and gather our resources and just make sure we all, look shiny. And I guess I really can't stop crashing my keyboard on the end of the set. One of these days it's not going to turn on again, and I don't know how I'm going to get a new one. It's really dangerous, but I don't know. I got myself stuck in this rut that it's just fun, and I like to just go crazy and fall and crash things. I don't know where this came from in me. I never really see it. Oh, we just figured something out here. Started this whole thing with kind of just wrecking stuff, and now I'm worried that I'm not going to be able to stop, because now it's part of it, and if I just decide to stop, I don't know if people will be let down or not. So I got myself into a big can of worms there that might cost us a lot of money someday.
Maybe there's a 12-step program for that somewhere.
Yeah. The Who's definitely in it.
If you could interview any three musicians, living or dead, who would you choose?
Huh. I'd probably say John Lennon. Love that. Maybe Mozart or Beethoven. And maybe Nina Hagen.
If you woke up tomorrow and discovered that something you thought was true was actually false, what would you want that to be?
If I woke up and something, I found out something was what true.
Something you thought
was true.
Was actually false.
That George W. Bush wasn't our president.
I have to cut in. Fuck yeah.
For some reason, every one of our interviews, we haven't done an interview yet that didn't take this direction, but that's okay.
Okay.
That's what we're all about. Let's see. What was the last record you listened to besides your own?
I don't know, but I've been listening to a lot of classical music lately. When we're in the van, that's really all I want to listen to. I don't like listening to a lot of words, popular culture, bands, music, indie, blah, blah, blah. I really get burnt out by so much input, and there's so many bands out there, and sometimes it can just make me feel like what I'm doing is insignificant when I'm always being bombarded with listening to other bands and what's hip and what's new and this band, this band. So I'll think of it later when I'm not talking to you guys, but I have been really just enjoying listening to lots of classical music. It just kind of makes me feel like I'm somewhere outside of time, and it's kind of an enriching, enlightening feeling. So
yeah, we need that sometimes. That's mm-hmm. true. What is the first song that you remember hearing, as in ever in your life?
I think it would be "If You Want My Body and You Think I'm Sexy, Come On, Sugar, Let Me Know." I think that was one of my favorites when I was a little girl.
What other jobs have you had?
Well, I used to be a prostitute in New Mexico. And I've worked in, coffee shops or restaurants, the typical stuff like that. I also actually was a caregiver for a couple years recently. I took care of dying old people, and I took care of a woman who had a brain tumor up until her death for about 8 months. So I did do that. That was pretty interesting. And taking care of the older people and watching them go into a dementia, and how a very smart woman lived a long, successful life, and to see the mind deteriorate like that is really, it's really sad. It's really something. So it was a study in psychology, just seeing what can happen to the human brain. And so, yeah, that was interesting.
I did that type of a job before, and I used to take care of this woman, and I would have to walk her, I would take her to visit her husband, and she didn't know who he was, and I'd take her every week to see her husband, and it was just, here's this, you know, woman, I think she had a PhD, and she had this vibrant life, and she didn't know who she was or where she was.
I know, it's really sad to think that that's how you can spend your last days. Not that that happens to everyone, but it's, you know, it's really too bad. It's like we all start, we all end where we started, like a child, you know, a baby.
Do you ever think that, having experienced that, you know, being a caregiver has impacted any of the music that you do? I mean, has it impacted any of the music that you do? Do you ever think that?
I'm sure everything I've ever done in my life has impacted my music somehow. I never quite thought that that had, but I'm sure, I think everything we do influences how we are. We might not always realize it, but I never consciously thought of that, but it could be, you know, it could be so.
Any last words before the grand finale?
The grand finale. I'm going to crash this table over and bust some glasses. Watch out. Grand finale. Well, I'm really into this new cult right now, The Source. They were in Los Angeles in the 60s, and I've been reading about them. They practiced white magic. And really interesting, beautiful book. People out there should go read about it. It's called The Source. Their leader was called Father Yahowah. And he opened one of the first health food restaurants in the country. It was on Sunset Boulevard back in the 60s, and it was really successful. And he got a little clan together, and they all lived in this big house up in the Hollywood Hills and all dressed in white and meditated every morning and jumped in cold pools and seemed really loving. And I don't know, you don't hear about stuff like that going on too much anymore, and not that that fits everyone's lifestyle, but anyway, I'm reading that right now, and I kind of feel like I'm part of it. I'm kind of walking around in my mind like like they let me in.
No, I just have to say, everywhere I go, I've been having these encounters or with people dressed in white. But I won't get into it, but it's a sign.
It's a cleanse. It's a nice color. More people should wear white. I think you radiate love and peace by wearing it, as long as you're not acting like an asshole. But I think, I don't know, I think more people should start wearing white. So many people dress in black, and I like black too, but it really, I don't know, I think it would be nice to see a little bit more. So go out there, people, and buy some white clothes.
That's right.
It's not from Walmart.
All right, last question. Will you please give us your very best pirate impression?
Just thinking about it.
Arr, matey. Come to the Grand Rabbit Show and give Jessica some booty.
Very good. Thank you, Jessica.
Thanks, you guys.
Well, there's strong, and there's Graham Rabbit strong. Jessica Von Rabbit is very strong. It was a great time, and I thank you so much.
Thank you guys.